I don't understand this at all, because the government will likely lose about $600-700 million a year. We're looking over 5 years, probably losing about 2,500 good paying jobs. If I take a look at Milton, where, listen, I have a home in Milton, I've been there for years, we're probably losing about $2 million worth of quarterly payments. So this doesn't make a stitch of sense. So Milton, mm-hmm. if I'm using that as an example, in the last 20 plus years, 22 years, has probably received almost $130 million. So I don't get it, because there's no jobs attached to this. I see this as a complete job losing enterprise. These are foreign owners that are going to do well, make money. I just lost for words as to why this helps us. If I take a look at the Mohawk Raceways, I take a look at the casino, I take a look at what it's done for Milton, what's the negative impact with iGaming on what it does to our community. And there's nothing good that's going to come out of this, in my opinion, for the community of Milton. So I have no understanding of why the government is doing this. I've spoken to them about it. I don't understand the rationale, but they've made the decision to plow ahead. And I just don't see it as a winner at all.